You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope you all had a wonderful week, and most importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. Each week, I like to begin the show with a word about prayer, because to me, there is nothing more important than prayer. When we pray, we are talking directly to Jesus, which lets us build a meaningful relationship with Him. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes, and in time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give all that is troubling us to the Lord and let Him handle it. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or stress. When I was younger, I would have never believed or understood anything I just told you. That's because I had very little faith, hardly went to church, and I didn't pray. That all changed for me when, luckily, in 2010, through a series of events no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about the concept of dealing with doubts and how, as humans, it's natural for us to doubt many things. But when we are faced with doubts, especially when we have doubts about our faith, we need to reach out to Jesus through prayer, share with Him what we have doubts about, and through His guidance, we will move beyond those doubts with strength and confidence. On today's show, I want to speak about something we are all guilty of from time to time, and something that is not Christian. Today's topic is, we are not to judge. We all have moments when we make judgments about others. We judge how someone is dressed, how they act, what kind of car they drive, and so on. As bad as that may sound, many of us carry it further by sharing those judgments with others, which quickly becomes gossip, both of which are not only wrong, but are not Christian. The simple point is, there is only one judge, and that judge is our Lord, and only our Lord. In the Bible it says, James chapter 4, verse 12, there is only one lawgiver and judge, He who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? This Bible verse validates what I just said. We are not to judge anyone about anything, and the only judge we have is the Lord. Yet, adopting this principle for many of us is easier said than done. So the question to ask is, why do we judge others? The answer is simple. Because we look at those that are different from us, people we do not understand, and we make a judgment about them. Unfortunately, that's wrong. And it's a practice we must do our best not to give in to, because it does not please the Lord. In the Christian world, we must accept that everyone is equal, because everyone has been made by God. It doesn't matter what race they are, their ethnicity, religion, how they dress, or how they speak. We are all God's people, and for that reason, we have absolutely no right to judge anyone, because when we do, we are saying to the Lord, we know better than He does about someone. How wrong is that? We are not to judge is a principle we must accept, because it follows the laws and commands of our God. All we have to do is ask ourselves, how do we feel when someone is judging us? We know the answer. So let's do our best to accept everyone for who they are and not judge them because they are not like us. Understanding that we must accept all God's people as equal to us is another part of living life as a Christian. We're talking about today's topic, which is, we are not to judge. Judging others is something most of us do, and unfortunately, some a lot more than others. Just because someone is different from us in some way does not give us the right to judge. And when we share our judgments with others, meaning gossip, we are not acting Christian and certainly not following the laws and commands of our God. If we don't like someone's hairstyle or the clothes they choose to wear, we should not judge them, but rather accept them for who they are, for they have as much right to wear their hair the way they want and wear the clothes they wish to wear as we do. Yet, rest assured that if they were to make a judgment about us, we would not like it. We have to understand that the world is full of all kinds of people who live their lives as they see fit, and we have no place in this world, especially as Christians, to make any judgment about whatever we don't agree with. That is not the Christian way, and it does not please our Lord. We must all accept everyone for who they are, the same way we want everyone to accept us and how we choose to live. So simply remember, we are not to judge others. The first song I'm going to play today is a worship song called He is Lord. When I wrote this song, I thought of how my life was before I found Jesus, how I was often lost, drifting in and out of faith, and lacking purpose in my life. Then, once I found the Lord, how my life changed. In the verses, we hear about the transformation I went through once I found Jesus. Then in a chorus, acknowledging how wonderful our Lord is and what it means to have Jesus in my life and how wonderful life has become. Please listen now to my song, He is Lord.
I used to wonder why my love just went high, with me wondering why I am here. I used to drift away, living life day after day.
Show!
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Talking more about today's topic, we are not to judge. Let's turn to the Bible where it says, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. This Bible verse could not be clearer, for it's telling us to keep our judgment and our thoughts about others to ourselves, for when we share those opinions and comments with others, we are going against the wishes of our Lord. For all we should have for one another is respect and words of kindness. As I said earlier in the show, judging others is something we all do. However, as Christians, we should do our best to avoid it. One way we can do that is through prayer. Pray to Jesus and ask for his help and strength to resist making judgments about others and to accept them for who they are as one of God's people. Share with Jesus our desire to not criticize others who are different from us and ask him to help us learn to accept them for who they are. Many times, the people we judge, we don't even know, for we judge them from a distance, not knowing anything about them. Pray to Jesus and ask him to help us look beyond the insignificant things we notice that for whatever reason bother us, and rather than judge by what we see on the outside of a person, learn to accept them and, when possible, get to know them so we understand the type of person they are on the inside. Many of us will be amazed when we judge someone, perhaps for the tattoos they have or their pink or green hair, how wonderful they are as a person once we get to know them. And when we are unable to know them, pray to Jesus and ask him to help us realize that their appearance is not the essence of who they are, but that they are instead one of God's people, and for that alone, we must accept them for who they are. As humans, we judge one another, but as Christians, we must not. Realize, too, that the devil is feeding many judgmental thoughts we have into our minds. So pray to Jesus and ask him to give us the strength to resist those temptations and to develop the ability to accept everyone for who they are without our judgment. We can also pray for others that we see who are quick to judge those they disagree with, whether it be their appearance, their lifestyle, or something else they have an issue with. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once a day, and when we do, seek out his help to not be judgmental of others. Understanding how prayer can help us with all our needs is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play today is very dear to me. The song is called Here I Am. When I wrote this song, I thought of all the difficulties I went through when I first found Jesus, the doubts I had, and the desire I felt deep inside to connect with him. In the verses, we hear my thoughts as I was attempting to reach Jesus through prayer and share with him all that was on my mind. Then in the chorus, my plea as I was reaching out to the Lord, wondering if I was connecting with him and if he was hearing me as I prayed, letting him know where I was. Please listen now to my song, Here I Am.
Never want to walk alone. I know that I am not strong on my own. Lord, every day I pray, even if it's just to thank you for today. But why is life at times so hard? So many struggles, tell me why.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Today we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Easter. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus say, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." Once again, Jesus refers to himself as a shepherd. Today is often referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday. The analogy of Jesus being our shepherd is a good one, for sheep and their shepherds share a close bond. Sheep learn the voice of their shepherd, and they follow it because they know they will take care of them just as the Lord does for us. There are many references to Jesus as our shepherd throughout the Bible because in the days when these scriptures were written, many men were shepherds and people could relate to them as the person who cares for their flock, just as Jesus cares for us. When we invite Jesus into our lives and into our hearts, showing our love and trust, Jesus takes care of all of our needs, for he is our shepherd. The psalm for today is Psalm 100, "We Are God's People." This psalm offers worship and thanks to our Lord, acknowledging that we are his people and that we are grateful for all he does for us. In writing the music for this psalm, I use the ancient text supported by a modern melody and contemporary musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 100, "We Are His People."
We are his people, the sheep of his flock. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. We are
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Mountain Moving Faith. A small congregation in the foothills of the Great Smokies built a new sanctuary on a piece of land willed to them by a church member. 10 days before the new church was to open, the local building inspector informed the pastor that the parking lot was inadequate for the size of the building. Until the church doubled the size of the parking lot, they would not be able to use the new sanctuary. Unfortunately, the church, with its undersized parking lot, had used every inch of their land except for the mountain against which it had been built. In order to build more parking spaces, they would have to move the mountain out of the backyard. Undaunted, the pastor announced the next Sunday morning that he would meet that evening with all members who had mountain moving faith. They would hold a prayer session asking God to remove the mountain from the backyard and to somehow provide enough money to have it paved and painted before the scheduled opening dedication service the following week. At the appointed time, 24 of the congregation's 300 members assembled for prayer. They prayed for nearly 3 hours. At 10 o'clock, the pastor said the final amen. "We'll open next Sunday as scheduled," he assured everyone. "God has never let us down before, and I believe he will be faithful this time too." The next morning, as he was working in his study, there came a loud knock at his door. When he called, "Come in," a rough-looking construction foreman appeared, removing his hard hat as he entered. "Excuse me, Reverend, I'm from Acme Construction Company over in the next county. We're building a huge new shopping mall over there, and we need some fill dirt. Would you be willing to sell us a chunk of that mountain behind the church? We'll pay you for the dirt we remove and pave all the exposed area free of charge if we can have it right away. We can't do anything else until we get the dirt in and allow it to settle properly." The little church was dedicated the next Sunday as originally planned, and there were far more members with mountain-moving faith on opening Sunday than there had been the previous week. Isn't it funny how God can work sometimes? Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Let go and let God show.